Okay. I have a few words here. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is the 18th of April, 2018. And I came across this, and I'm going to read this before I read the prophecy, because it goes right along with it, and it might give you an understanding of the money exchange that we're about to experience. It tells it in detail what it's supposed to be. In fact, it was actually put in place, or not put in place, but elected and passed through Congress, I think, in 2015. They've just been waiting for the time, for the right time to implement. This is called the NACERA Act and Currency Reset. NACERA is a United States government policy that was introduced to Congress in 2000 and passed, not 2015, 2000, but is yet to be enacted. This Economic Reform Act is intended to finally bring fairness and wealth to the little people in this world. Have you ever wondered why making a living was so hard for the majority, whilst the minority elite made steady fortunes through their corporations? The number one thing to understand is that NACERA and GACERA, which is more the global GACERA, are about to free the entire globe from debt slavery to the banks. That is just the start. With it also comes a long-awaited release of free energy technology that will forever set humankind free from oil, gas, greedy energy companies, and pollution. So what does the acronym NACERA stand for? Is NACERA real? NACERA stands for National Economic Security and Reformation Act, and refers to an act that was passed in 2002 by the American Congress, but was kept under wraps ever since. GACERA is the global equivalent. These acts will have immediate and worldwide effects, especially in financial sectors, and literally change the entire way this planet runs. So this is a big deal. Right now, in 2015, so this was like 3 years ago, we are seeing the death of the old financial system and the final readying of the new system that will replace all of the central banks, the IRS, the International Monetary Fund, and more. Amazing levels of cash have actually been stolen planet-wide, and this is what is about to be returned to us. Well, they don't know it, but this is God's doing. To put this in terms people can understand, each man, woman, and child in this world is about to receive a whopping deposit of cash into their bank accounts that is theirs forever to keep. This will in fact set us free from odious financial slavery for the rest of our lives. If readers are still not following, we are about to be set free by the new system and never have to work again if we wish not to. Bring it on. Go look it up online yourself. Go look up NACERA. Okay, no more toiling as slaves, 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year. The money that is coming to us will probably ultimately morph into an even higher system whereby money is bypassed completely. Yet once our world currently runs on currency, we will need currency in order to pay for what we need. However, the new currency will be gold-backed and be a real currency, not the current fiat currency that can be printed by corporations out of thin air. People have believed the government printed U.S. dollars, but in actuality, privately owned banks have been printing it, and the money belongs to them. They can print what they like, when they like, and then loan it out to us whilst we pay interest to them. See how thoroughly corrupt the system has been. You know, God's way is not to charge interest. If you do it biblically, okay? The old system has been one that completely favored those who were rich. The corporations have been running the world whilst the banks set up a system that benefited them and stole from us. Many taxes are wholly illegal, including income tax, which we do not, by law, need to pay, yet we are manipulated into thinking we must. For many decades, our income taxes and other taxes have mainly gone to private people to spend as they see fit. Now, I heard something yesterday that actually the only thing that our taxes do is pay the interest on the debt that we owe in this country. The however many trillion that we owe, that this is actually where that money goes. Then after that, it just makes its way into the hands of those who, you know, anyway. Few tax, few tax has actually gone to government. Most has been stolen for a very long time. And yes, governments have been completely corrupt for a very long time. Almost every government works for the central bank cartel of privately owned banks, the corporations, and the secret leaders who happen to be the richest people on the planet. The cabal, mafia's wealth, has already been taken from them, ready to redistribute to the rest of us. So this is this executive order that President Trump signed, okay? And we are taking, this is written in 2015, so evidently something had been done. We're taking many trillions of dollars. The wealthy elites have run all of the drug cartels as well as the polluting corporations and the governments. Some people are going to be shocked when the media is forced to reveal the arrests that are currently happening along with the big names, some of them former presidents. Sounds like Mark Taylor's prophecy, doesn't it? The Evil Five, or whatever you called them. The level of utter planetary corruption will totally floor most people. The ill intent they had for humanity will shock even more, yet that is for another article. As a result of the world's money being returned to us, we will no longer be forced to work, especially in the corrupt corporations. We'll be able to pick and choose how we spend our time, being able to follow our dreams, start our own businesses, or just what we want. That's what the Lord was speaking the other day about, stepping up, putting into people's hearts. You know, I don't want you to be subject to the borrower, always working for the other guy and having to do what the other guy says. Yeah. It's called freedom. We have been so long without it that some people reading will doubt what is said here is real. Yet our true state of being is to be free. Like all creatures in the natural world, like the wind, we are born free. We have seen for many years how corporations make sickening profits, yet those staff who do the actual work receive a measly wage that they then had to spend on electricity bills, gas, food, all the money going back into other corporations straight back to them. The release of suppressed technology. What will also shock many will be the understanding that we are well evolved past the combustion engine, what you have in your car. They could run cars for just a few cents since the 1950s. With many different technologies that use different fuels or free energy, of course, if we did not have to buy gas, that could not take our money. So that could not take our money. So all of the free energy technology has been hidden from us. There are many futuristic technologies that are going to make our lives so easy and are about to be announced. Imagine a whole world that is free, that has no energy bills to pay, no need to be a financial slave to any other person, corporation, or forced to hated work. Just imagine it. Now, every one of these things I've heard in Mark Taylor's prophecies, every single one of these things, and not just there. I've heard it coming out of different sectors about this transfer. Many people in the body of Christ are picking it up. I call it Jubilee. A lot of work has gone into creating Nasera. It is to benefit the little person, not the super wealthy elite. As a financial measure, it is to reintroduce fairness back into a world that heavily favors the rich and powerful, whilst the poorest become more impoverished and lose even more rights. This is occurring none too soon. Nasera will introduce global debt forgiveness. Recent corporations via the TPP, which I'm not sure what that is, have been gaining the right to sue governments. If a country stops a corporation from destroying the environment, yes, you might, you read that, right? The country of El Salvador is being sued by corporations who want to trash their environment for profit, and apparently the government of El Salvador is not allowed to say no to the corporation. Corporations wish to rule our governments, and it is already happening. In Greece, the banks are making government policy, setting the tax levels and so on because Greece owes the bank money, money that the bank originally printed out of thin air. The banks are a scam, a massive fraud, and wish to take over all the planet and be the rulers. They are already doing it. The announcement of Nasera will cancel out all global debt.
Praise God.
That's like when they came out of Egypt, doesn't it? The banks will be finished. And people will never have to pay those illegal taxes again. Nasera is very close. After all of the slow developments and the delays, it is beginning to happen right now. China has already canceled much of the debt owed to it by smaller nations. Individually, all of the illegal debt held against us will be canceled. So watch this space, because everything is about to change fast and for the better. Not a hoax. Those who are terrified of change, especially the rich elite, are resisting the enactment of NACERA, which is only a matter of time now. To believe that the world will simply stand still as is forever, it is ridiculous, especially when we see an economically unfair system that is resulting in the banks ruling over countries and writing law. To me, this is a hoax. We can see how fearful they are by their attempt to belittle NACERA or claim it never passed Congress. NACERA is not a hoax, and the whole world will know this very soon. And then humanity is going to party like it never has before. So take all this into consideration, because these are a lot of things the Lord has spoken to me, and I've relayed to you through prophecy. Now, we can think it's going to be like something like the children of Israel walking out of Egypt, literally, but no, it's going to change the system. A system that has done nothing but bring us, keep us in bondage. It's like no matter what you try, you can't ever seem to get ahead. Now, we know the kingdom of God, God's way is the way we get ahead, but we'll take all that other. I will. Okay, I want to read a word to you. This is called Step Release. Yeah, it kind of goes with that. Just like the children of Israel, step release. They stepped out of their bondages, Egypt, and followed Moses out. Now, I came across this article yesterday. I got this on the 9th, so several days before. They followed Moses out. As they did, they were rich and healthy, and by grace they remained that way. You must step out before the release can happen. Change your mind for the better. This is the kingdom way. Supply, divine supply, like the multiplying of the loaves and fishes, water into wine, dead raised up, divine healing with miracles, things appearing before your physical eyes. This is the kingdom way. I just had this. And it just slipped away. All right, Holy Spirit, bring that back. Let me read that again. You must step out before the release can happen. Oh, the Lord just spoke to me. All the sowing, this is what's going to cause this release. It may look like the government's made changes and they're doing this, but the Lord says, I'm doing it. I work through the governments of men. Mm-hmm. You give, it is given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. This is what's happening. Change your mind for the better. This is the kingdom way. Supply, divine supply, like the multiplying of the loaves and fishes, water into wine, the dead raised up, divine healing with miracles, things appearing before your physical eyes. This is the kingdom way. You must step out of one to be able to partake of the other. For you see, you can't serve two masters. Now, what he's saying here is you have to release that other. It may be hard on your mind, and it probably will be, but you got to let go, or you will not go this way. Just think that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, you won't serve two. This nearly four-year journey has been tough at times, but it has brought you to this place. Now I can bless you with the true riches. True riches, okay. Not the measly supply up to this point, but a supply that is so great it will swallow up all need or lack of any kind. It provides such abundance it will boggle your mind. Doesn't it sound like NACERA? I've not called you out to have less, but more, so much more. You're at the door. See, President Trump, even before he, I don't know if it was his first State of the Union address, or if it was before he was sworn in, but he brought this up on several occasions about we're going to implement a new gold-backed currency, and America's going to be the richest it's ever been. I think that's kind of what he said. I don't know the exact words he said. Just as Moses and the children had their backs against the sea and it seemed there was nowhere to go, by faith they went forward into the sea and the water parted and made a way where there didn't appear to be a way. See, if you're waiting for everything to be favorable, it's like in Ecclesiastes, if you're looking at the clouds, you won't sow. So if you're looking at everything to line up and be just right before you'll ever step out, it says you won't see it. Their backs were against the sea, and the Lord said, why are you crying to me? Put the rod forth, go forward. And he started going forward, and I don't believe that, you know, I believe that it happened because they stepped out. This is my way, the highway of the Lord. Don't cry to me. I said to Moses, stretch forth the rod. Hear my instructions and move ahead. I will not disappoint you. The rich young ruler couldn't grasp this precept, and he went away sad that day. He had a hold of the other master. Money was his God. This way cannot be comprehended in the mind, but discerned by the Spirit. Go forward. My way, the way it is in heaven, is to be made whole. Whole. The heavenly way is to be made whole. Whole here means delivered or protected and saved. Delivered, protected, and saved. Let's look at Matthew 7. I got a couple of scriptures with this word. I'm not going to question how it comes, man. You just bring it on. So I take it. This is that wealth transfer, the wealth of the wicked. What's this talking about? Wicked. The elites, the wicked. They have a global... I didn't bring it today, I don't think. Let me see if I did. Just a second.